Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Thursday, July 30th. Voters will weigh three local funding measures in Upper County in the upcoming primary election. The proposals would support library services in Roslyn, renew Snoqualmie Pass Fire and Rescue's funding model, and provide additional funding for the Cleveland Volunteer Fire Department. Ballots were mailed to registered voters on July 14. Voters may return ballots by mail or deposit them in an official ballot drop box. Members of the Kittitas Secondary School Chapter of Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America turned calamity into a championship at the recent 2026 FCCLA National Leadership Conference. Carson Danielle, Colt Figgis, and Cade Henry won a national championship for Kittitas in their event Chapter in Review Display in Level 2 competition. Their big win came after overcoming an unexpected challenge when their display board was heavily damaged during shipping to Washington, D.C. Drivers on the north of town, mark your calendar. We're reminding you again that Cora Street closes between University Way and 10th Avenue from August 3rd through the 14th while crews build a new concrete sidewalk and ADA curb ramps at the 10th Avenue intersection. Work runs from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. To lead its football program, Ellensburg High School has turned to a young coach that follows in the pedigree of the Valley's longest tenured head man. The Bulldogs have tapped Riker Eli, the son of a 34-year-old Granger coach, Gary Ely, to be its next head coach. The school announced Monday morning. Riker Ely, a 2013 Granger grad, replaces Zeke Fife, who went 4-16 in two seasons and resigned earlier this month. Now for events, bring a lawn chair to North Alder Street Park tonight. The city's Summer Concert in the Park series runs every Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. through August 20th at 2400 North Alder. It's free and family-friendly, so bring dinner and your dancing shoes. Toastmasters International meets tonight at 5:30 p.m. at the Hal Holmes Community Center. It also runs virtually, and new folks are welcome. Looking to the weekend, the Upper Kittitas County Bocce Tournament returns for its fourth year Saturday, August 1st at Fireman's Park in South Cleveland. Check-in runs 9 to 9:30 in the morning, and play starts right after. Teams of two can sign up for $50, which includes lunch and one of the sons and daughters of Italy's homemade meatball sandwiches. Organizer Kathy Butolik says the tournament brings people together through friendly competition, good food, and plenty of laughter. Spectators are welcome too, with raffle prizes, games, and meatball sandwiches for sale while they last. And the Ellensburg Farmers Market is also downtown Saturday morning. That starts at 9 a.m. The forecast high tomorrow in Ellensburg or today is 86 degrees with a low of 57, mostly sunny with a few clouds rolling through in the afternoon. The sunset is at 8:37 p.m. with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. There is no rain in the forecast. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Popcorn, chicken, mashed potato bowl with mixed vegetables, gravy, and cheddar cheese, plus a roll and pears. The senior lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clee Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for this show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events for Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org. And broadcasting from the heart of Washington State, this is KELL-FM 98.3 Ellensburg Community Radio.